27. After the storm. "Smells like piss," Skinner said accusingly, waking Yamazaki from a dream in which he stood beside J.D. Shapley on a great dark plain before a black and endless wall inscribed with the names of the dead. Yamazaki raised his head from the table, the room in darkness, light through the church window.
"What are you doing here, Scooter?"
Yamazaki's buttocks and lower back ached.
"The storm," he said, still half in his dream.
"What storm? Where's the girl?"
"Gone," Yamazaki said. "Don't you remember? Loveless?"
"What are you talking about?" Skinner struggled up on one elbow, kicking off the blankets and the sleeping bag back. His gray, stubbled face twisted with disgust.
"Need a bath. Dry clothes." "Loveless. He found me in a bar. He made me bring him here. I think he must have followed me earlier when I left you."
"Sure. Shut up, Scooter, okay?" Yamazaki closed his mouth.
"Now we need a bunch of water. Hot. First for coffee, then some so I can wash off. You know how to work a Coleman stove?"
"A what?"
"Green thing over there. Red tank on the front. You go jiggle that tank off. I'll tell you how to pump it up."
Yamazaki stood up, wincing at the pain in his back, and stumbled toward the green painted metal box Skinner was pointing at.
"Gone off fucking that no-ass greaseball boyfriend of hers again. Useless, Scooter."
He stood on Skinner's roof, pant legs flapping in a breeze that gave no hint of last night's storm, looking out at the city, washed in a strange iron light, shreds of his dream still circling dimly. Shapley had spoken to him, his voice the voice of the young Elvis Presley. He said that he had forgiven his killers. Yamazaki stared at Transamerica's upright thorn, bandaged with the brace they'd applied after the Little Grande, half hearing the dreamed voice.
"They just didn't know any better, Scooter."
Skinner, cursing, below as he sponged himself with water Yamazaki had warmed on the Coleman stove. Yamazaki thought of his thesis advisor in Osaka.
"I don't care," Yamazaki said in English, San Francisco his witness.
The whole city was a Thomason. Perhaps America itself was a Thomason.
How could they understand this in Osaka, in Tokyo?
"Yo, on the roof," someone called. Yamazaki turned, saw a thin black man atop the tangle of girders that braced the upper end of Skinner's lift. He wore a thick tweed overcoat and a crocheted cap.
"You okay up there? How about Skinner?"
Yamazaki hesitated, remembering Loveless. If Skinner or the girl had enemies, how could he recognize them?
"Name's Fontaine," the man said. "Chevette called me, told me to get over here and see if Skinner got through the blow all right. I take care of the wiring up here, make sure his lift's running and all."
"He's bathing now," Yamazaki said. "In the storm, he became confused. He doesn't seem to remember."
"Have some power for you in about another half an hour," the man said. "Wish I could say the same for over my end. Lost 4 transformers. Got us 5 dead bodies, 20 injured that I know of. Skinner got coffee on?"
"Yes," Yamazaki said. "Do with a cup about now."
"Yes, please," Yamazaki said and bowed.
The black man smiled. Yamazaki scrambled down through the hatch.
"Skinner-san, a man named Fontaine. He is your friend?"
Skinner was struggling into yellowed thermal underwear.
"Useless bastard, still don't have any power."
Yamazaki unlatched the hatch in the floor and hauled it open. Fontaine eventually appeared at the bottom of the ladder, a battered canvas tool bag in either hand. Putting one down and slinging the other over his shoulder, he began to climb. Yamazaki poured the remaining coffee into the cleanest cup.
"Fuel cells buggered," Skinner said, as Fontaine pushed his bag ahead of him, through the opening.
Skinner was layered now in at least 3 threadbare flannel shirts, their tails pushed unevenly into the waistband of an ancient pair of woolen army trousers.
"We're working on it, boss," Fontaine said, standing up and smoothing his overcoat. "Had us a big old storm here." "What Scooter says," Skinner said.
"Well, he's not shitting you, Skinner, thanks." Fontaine accepted the steaming cup of black coffee and blew on it. He looked at Yamazaki.
Chevette said she might not get back here for a while. Know anything about that?
Yamazaki looked at Skinner.
Useless, Skinner said. Gone off with that shithead again.
Didn't say anything about that, Fontaine said. Didn't say much at all. But if she's not going to be around, you're going to need somebody to take care of things for you.
Take care of myself, Skinner said.
I know that, boss, Fontaine assured. But we got a couple of fried servos in your lift down there. Take a few days, get that going for you, the kind of backlog we're looking at. Need you somebody go up and down the rungs, bring you food and all.
Scooter can do it, Skinner said.
Yamazaki blinked.
That right?
Fontaine raised his eyebrows at Yamazaki.
You stay up here and take care of Mr. Skinner?
Yamazaki thought of his borrowed flat in the tall Victorian house, its black marble bathroom larger than his bachelor apartment in Osaka. He looked from Fontaine to Skinner, then back.
I would be honored to stay with Skinner-san, if he wishes.
Do what you like, Skinner said, and began laboriously stripping the sheets from his mattress.
Chevette told me you might be up here, Fontaine said. Some kind of university guy. He put his cup down on the table, bent to swing his tool bag up beside it. Said maybe you people worried about uninvited guests. He undid the bag's two buckles and opened it. Tools gleamed there, rolls of insulated wire. He took out something wrapped in an oily rag, looked to see that Skinner wasn't observing him, and tucked the thing behind the glass jars on the shelf above the table.
We can pretty much make sure nobody you don't know will get up here for the next couple days, he said to Yamazaki, lowering his voice. But that's a 38 special. 6 rounds of hollow point. You use it? Do me a big favor and toss it off the side, okay? It's of, Fontaine grinned, dubious provenance.
Yamazaki thought of Loveless, swallowed. You gonna be okay up here? Fontaine asked.
Yes, Yamazaki said. Yes, thank you.